Hello and welcome to my podcast, Spoken Victory Over Challenge. Today we're talking about pursuing purpose before happiness. Imagine yourself at an amusement park. You're trying to figure out which direction will bring you the most happiness. You finally choose one of the many roller coasters, and as you wait, you look around at all the rides and wonder if you're getting on the best one. By the time you get seated, you were wishing you tried the bigger one with more screens. Instead of enjoying the ride you're on, you anxiously wait to get off. It can feel the same when you make an important decision in life. We asked career coaching professionals to what extent they believe happiness is one of life's ultimate goals. Almost all of them said happiness should only be a byproduct of a meaningful life, not the primary pursuit. One said the better approach is the pursuit of flourishing. This will often not always bring happiness, but in the context of sacrificial love for others. Happiness alone will lead to pursuit of instant gratification, unhealthy consumption, and other troubles. Those of us who grew up in certain Christian traditions should know better, because we learned the chief end of man is not happiness, but to glorify God and to enjoy Him forever. Still, we tend to wrap the idea of enjoyment into happiness, forgetting that our goal is the enjoyment of God. This nuance matters, because defining what we are is a critical part of uncovering our callings. Otherwise, you can end up pursuing the wrong thing. This is particularly important when so many of us have been forced to hit the reset button of our lives. Clarifying your goals and objectives gives you an understanding of what you were meant for, so you can move towards it and eventually live with purpose, the secret to what people call happiness. When you pursue purpose first, it's more likely that you'll find satisfaction. A sense of purpose draws people outside of themselves as they engage in activities that are captivating, energizing, and filled with opportunities to learn and grow. This leads to greater well-being and a sense of personal satisfaction, a much deeper form of happiness. Purpose-oriented people are more than twice as likely to describe themselves as fulfilled in life. I ask, what connection might you expect to find between happiness and fulfillment? See you next time. Bye-bye.